Hey guys, another day, another slay. I hate that so much. I don't know why I started the ramble like this. I'm so sorry. We're off to a great start already. Wow. Oh, yeah, there we go. Definitely a really good start hitting the mic. Oh my gosh. Why am I this way? Why can I never do something right? Why do I always have to hit my microphone? I need to learn to keep my hands to myself. Okay, we're good now. But hi, how is everyone? How are you guys doing? Feels like I haven't talked to you guys in ages. That is mostly due to the fact that I have not been streaming at all lately. Like, if you follow me on Twitch, you would know that I would normally stream, or like, sometimes I'd stream, not all the time. I'm not like the best streamer out there, so no, I'm not gonna say that I stream all the time because I don't. But I used to stream just a little at least. But lately, let me tell you guys, life has been crazy. I have not had a chance to do anything. Even just recording in general has been very, very, very hard. Like, I have to wait until I have the house to myself or something so I can get a recording in. It's very hard, but we are trying to get through it. So we've been going through home renovations. I don't know if I mentioned home renovations in my last ramble. I think I did. We've been going through that. So we've been remodeling our kitchen and our living room. And it's pretty much taken up the whole entire month of August. We are in September now, which, hello, happy September. I can't believe we're in September already. That's insane. But yeah, so it took up all of August, and it's still going by the time now that I'm recording this audio. They're still renovating right now, so we're fixing. Don't get me wrong, our house was good already, so we didn't really need to do like any major updates, but we did want to remodel the kitchen, so we made it a lot bigger, a lot more bright and open, and we have an island now, and it kind of connects to our living room, so it's very fancy. And all that is right next to my bedroom, so I have not been sleeping in my room lately. I've been sleeping at my friend's house, and sometimes I sleep in the basement, which I love our basement. It's, like, perfect. It's another, like, floor, and I love it. So I've been sleeping downstairs, but I really miss my bed. Normally, I would record during nighttime, and I would stream during nighttime when everyone's asleep, and I can do that in my room. 1 second. Because I don't know what that was. It was kind of like a rattling sound. That's creepy. Okay, see, I literally told you I can never get time for myself to do anything. Jesus Christ. Okay, let me just adjust my seat over here. We're good. So like I was saying, I've been going through a lot right now at home. Have not had time to record or do anything, so I'm sorry if I've been absent. I'm sorry if some of you are missing my streams. If you're missing me, I miss you too, I swear. But I'm here, so it's nice to kind of be able to do another ramble and talk to you while I can, let you know that I'm okay. I've been getting a lot of messages, you know, people that are like concerned, asking if I'm okay. I'm okay, I promise. I know my uploads have been very short, not short. They've been taking a while. I've been taking a while to upload on YouTube. And that's because you guys know the current situation. You know what's happening. I don't really have time to sit, record, and edit, but obviously I make time for Patreon, because Patreon's like, you guys are my main priority over here, so I'm always recording for Patreon whenever I get the chance. So, yeah, it's been a little hectic, but I'm okay. Very happy to see that our house is looking a lot better now. It's like very fun, nice, and I love it. I mean, what's better than like a nice looking house, you know, especially because I love my mom. She's literally everything to me, and she is the best cook ever. Like, she's the best cook you guys will ever meet, and I think she deserves a nice kitchen more than anybody. So she has been very, very excited for this, and I thought it's definitely worth going through this for her because she'll be very happy with a nice updated kitchen. And, you know, she can cook and do all her favorite dishes in there for me. Wink, wink. I'm just kidding. She's definitely a very, very good cook. I'm not the best cook, I will say. I mean, I cook here and there, obviously, since I learned some recipes from her, and I'm trying to, like, inherit my love for cooking from her, but it's hard when she is, like, you know, the actual cook, and I'm just the wannabe cook, you know? Are any of you good cooks? If so, what are some of your favorite, like, dishes? Maybe you guys are good bakers, you know? Because I know some people prefer baking. Which I do. I love baking. Something about baking like brownies and cake and cookies is so nice. And also, we are in the fall season right now. I am so excited. If you guys don't know, fall is my favorite season. Mostly because I love the vibes. I love Halloween. I love the colors. I love pumpkin spice. And I just love pumpkin in general. I love pumpkins. And I don't know. I feel like there's a lot in store this year. I'm very excited. Spirit Halloween is one of my favorite stores ever, and they have just now started opening them again, so I'm really happy. I have no clue what I want to be for Halloween, you guys. I'm, like, clueless this year. I don't even know what I'm going to do for Halloween, honestly. But last year, I was a devil, so I wore, like, a really nice devil costume. I had devil ears and everything like that. But this year, I have no clue. Like, I really want to do a character, like, maybe Kim Possible or Shaggy or something. I don't know. What do you guys think? What are some of your favorite, like, Halloween costumes? I feel like I'm getting too old for this stuff. I'm not old. I'm only, like, I'm turning 22 on September 3. I don't know when this audio will be up. I think by the time this audio's up, I'm already 22 because I turned 22 September 3rd. Oh my gosh, ew, I'm growing up. I hate it. Yeah, so I feel like I'm getting too old for this stuff, even though I'm really not old. I'm still young, but I don't know. I feel like that's some high school stuff, like wearing Halloween costumes. And what do you guys think? Like, am I just being crazy here? I don't know. I don't think there's a certain age on what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Like, doesn't matter your age, you should still enjoy doing the things that you want to do. So I'm not saying that, like, because I'm growing up, I want to stop doing it, but I feel like my love for it is slowly fading, if that makes sense. But I have no clue what Halloween audios I want to come out with this month, this year, I guess. I feel like I've done everything by now. I've been doing this for, like, 3 years. I'm surprised I haven't run out of ideas, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I have no clue, because I don't want to do another vampire audio. Maybe I could do another, like, succubus. I don't know. What else can I do? I could do, like, a mermaid? Or, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something I haven't done before. But I've done alien. I've done ghost. I think it would be fun to do another, like, ghost audio, although I'm not quite sure how I can go about that. But what do you guys think? Like, what are some of your favorite Halloween / fantasy-based audios? Because one thing about me during audio is I am not good with fantasy. I'm not good with fantasy audios and role plays. I don't know if you guys can tell, especially since I do a lot of improvised work and I don't have the most, like, fantastical brain for this stuff. So this is why a lot of my audios are more, like, realistic and modern slice of life kind of thing. It's weird having to, like, improvise other stuff and make it work. I don't know. I do want to make another princess audio. I know that for a fact because I love, like, princes and princesses. And I don't know. Something like that would be very nice. Plus, you guys have really been wanting a new Princess Audio lately, and so have I, so I definitely will be providing very, very soon, I promise. Just stay tuned, stay patient, and it will all come along. Speaking of being patient, I am trying so hard to get through all of my custom audios right now, all of your commissions. It's very overwhelming since, you know, I haven't had time to do that at all. Hopefully soon I will be back in my game and I will be sending you your audios soon. Just please be patient with me. It is going to take some time because I have a lot to get through. And I want to make sure I give everyone's audios on time. And I want it to like be fair, if that makes sense. So yeah, your patience with me will be very, very appreciated. One other thing I kind of wanted to talk about in this audio is like my absence from Twitter. Because you guys know I made the decision to stay away from Twitter for a while. I deleted the app on my phone. I logged out of my account for personal reasons, obviously. But I think the main reason was because you guys know I work online. This is my full-time job. So I work from home. I work online. So most of my life is pretty much spent online. One thing about me is I don't like to like indulge myself in a certain thing. So I don't want my entire life to be online, online, online. Like I still want to have my own personal life outside of this. And I felt like being in Twitter was kind of pulling me away from that. I felt so involved in stuff that doesn't really involve me. I found myself thinking negative things and doubting myself and comparing myself to others, which is something I never want to do, by the way. Ever. Never compare yourself to anyone, because like I'm me, and there's a reason my content is loved. And it's different than other people's. But I think just being on Twitter in general was really, really draining me. And it was making me feel sad and weird. And ever since I got off the app, you guys, I've been feeling so good about myself. I've been doing a lot of productive things in my life. Like, I've been working out a lot more now. Hopefully, once our kitchen's done and everything, I'll get back into it. It just feels really nice to kind of do things for yourself for once, not have expectations. And I've always just loved working on YouTube and Patreon. Like, that was my main focus, was just to make audios and not let anything else get in the way. And I think with Twitter, stuff was definitely getting in the way, because I was seeing drama left and right. I was seeing a voice actor being canceled every single day over the dumbest things. In fact, I was actually attacked on Twitter before, because a voice actress tried to get me down with her as she was literally getting canceled on Twitter. And I was not involved in that at all. But out of nowhere, she just, like, gets me involved. And I'm like, okay, that's cool then. I think ever since then, if you guys know who that is, then you know. I'm not gonna talk about her, but I feel like ever since then, my relationship with Twitter was very toxic. I felt like people were not happy for me. I felt like people were fake, and they were acting like they were my fans, and they were acting like they love me, when in general, they just want to, like, take me down, I guess. And that was one of the reasons I started hating Twitter, because I was like, I don't want to be involved in any of this. I don't want there to be unnecessary drama in my life, stuff that doesn't involve me. Like, I don't want that to affect my personal life in a way. I still want to be myself. I want to go out and do things I love and enjoy without feeling like crap, pretty much. So if you guys are on Twitter and you're trying to make the decision, I promise, do it. It is so worth it. You'll feel a lot better once you pull yourself away from social media. It's not even just Twitter, honestly. Even Snapchat, Instagram, all those places. I have not been active on those places at all. Even Discord. You guys know I've barely been going on Discord. And it feels nice to kind of be away from all of it and do my own thing and just not be involved with social media. So I'm telling you guys right now, if that's something you've been considering, like taking a step away from social media, then please do it. It is so good for your mental health, I promise. and you will find yourself feeling really, really good. I think it was definitely the best thing I could have done for myself, and I'm proud of myself because I'm taking care of myself and putting myself first. Gosh, take a shot every time I say the word myself, because I've said that like 10,000 times already. But yeah, I've already preached about this a million times before, but nobody's gonna love you and be there for you like you could be there for yourself. So you only have one body, you only have one you, so take care of yourself, because it's the most important. No one else will take care of you that way, baby, I promise. But anyways, enough of all of that. Let's just get away from that whole topic. I've been anticipating and waiting for movies to come out in the theater, but there has been nothing. I think the most recent movie I watched was Bullet Train by Brad Pitt. You know, the movie with Brad Pitt, Bad Bunny, and all those people. I forgot, like, half the actors in there. Sandra Bullock. Bullock? It is Bullock, right? Bullock. Sandra Bullock. Hold on. Sandra Bullock. Okay.
Sandra Bullock.
What is wrong with me? Why can't I say that? Sandra Bullock. I did not need to look that up, I swear to God. I hate myself sometimes. But yeah, hopefully I'll be able to stream on my birthday or like a day before my birthday. No promises though. No promises that I will. But I think it would be nice to kind of chat with you guys again, because I really do miss you all and I miss talking to you. And a lot of you replied to my rambles, which is so sweet, because my last ramble, I got a lot of comments, and a lot of you commented Apple, which I told you to comment Apple if you made it to, like, the end of the audio, which we're gonna do that now, but not with an Apple, just wait. So yeah, a lot of you tuned in to my rambles. You know who you are. I love you all. You mean the world to me. Thank you for just being so awesome and caring about me, because obviously if you didn't care about me, you would not listen to 20 minutes of me just talking about random stuff. So thank you for that. I appreciate you guys. You're all like my friends, and I love talking to you, because you know, you guys are like all I have, honestly. You guys are everything to me. So I love just chatting, knowing that you guys are listening right now, which if you are, it's that time of the audio. If you've gotten this far in the audio, please comment. Okay. I always have to go through this. I'm looking through my emojis right now. Please comment a okay, it shouldn't take so long. Comment pancakes. You guys know the pancakes emoji? Yeah, I just got pancakes on it. So comment pancakes, and I'll know that you've made it this far. A big old pancake, which sounds so good right now. I'm making myself hungry. Trying to think of what I want for dinner today, and I have no clue. I've been eating out a lot more lately because, you know, our kitchen gone, so I have not been cooking. We've not been cooking. We've been ordering out a lot, which I'm sick of. I'm so sick of eating out. Like, I just want to make chicken wings at home. I recently got food poisoning too, because I ate at this new place, and I guess their chicken was bad. Either it was their chicken or their salad, because sometimes salad makes me sick, like when I eat salad outside because of the lettuce. Yeah, I got sick for a while. I'm better now, so I've been sort of cautious of that. I think I might get soup, like maybe Panera soup. Do you guys like Panera? I love their broccoli soup. It's my favorite thing ever, with a baguette. It just literally tastes so good. And I'm making myself hungry again. I need to stop. Oh my gosh. Okay. Definitely gonna order Panera tonight. Hopefully, eat it while I watch something cozy. Like, I don't know. There hasn't been any new shows or movies lately that have really been catching my eye. I know there's new stuff on Netflix, but none of it has been, like, my cup of tea. I tried watching this new show called Echoes. It was pretty good until I saw that it has gore, and then I stopped watching because I don't want to watch gore, obviously. I hate gore. Hate gore. So I didn't want to like it because I don't want to watch gore, you know what I mean? So I clicked off it, sadly, but it did look really nice. If any of you have watched it, let me know what you think. And if any of you have some new show recommendations, also let me know because I want to watch something new and different. Normally, when it hits fall time, I always watch Gilmore Girls, which I love. I love Gilmore Girls. That's normally what I watch during this time, but I don't know if I want to watch that again. Oh yeah, who's excited for the new Hocus Pocus movie? I don't know how many of you are Hocus Pocus fans, but the second one comes out this month on the 30th, and I'm so excited. I cannot wait to watch it. Sounds amazing. Hopefully it's not a fail, otherwise I'd be very, very disappointed. So yeah, hopefully by the time I record my next ramble, I would have already watched it and I can tell you guys what I thought about it. But for now, I must get going and I must record a few more before I gotta go and sleep tonight. I love you all. Thank you so much for being the best amazing people a girl could ever ask for. You all mean the world to me. Don't forget to comment pancakes, okay? All right. I love you. Bye. Oh, I'm still recording. I'm so stupid. Okay, bye.